Welcome back to Rumor Roundup, the show where we break down the whispers, the backstage gossip, and the kind of conversations that happen when production thinks the microphones are off. I'm Sam. And if it's floating around the United Toughness Alliance locker room, it's floating around here too. The world tour continues rolling forward. And let me tell you right now, the vibe backstage is changing. The UTA feels different lately. There are new faces, new stars rising, and old names fading. And for the first time in a long time, there's a real sense that the company is transitioning into a new era, whether people are ready for it or not. Let's start with Maxwell Max Jett, the UTA champion. And apparently, he's the centerpiece of the company moving forward. I'm hearing management is absolutely thrilled with how he's handling himself as champion during the world tour. This includes media appearances, live crowds, meet and greets, everything. One source described him as the easiest top champion they've had to work with in years, which is a gigantic compliment considering some of the personalities this company has had at the top. But here's the interesting part. There are reportedly already internal discussions about extending his title run much longer than originally planned. The phrase I heard was, "Don't cool him off," which tells me the company thinks they've caught lightning in a bottle. And honestly, they might be right. Now, on the flip side of that, let's talk about Chris Ross. Because while Ross has stayed relatively quiet publicly, the whispers backstage are getting louder. I'm hearing Ross has become intensely focused during this tour. Not angry, not explosive, just focused. One talent reportedly said he walks around like he's already decided something, which is unsettling. There's also speculation that Ross may be slowly distancing himself from the more chaotic side of the roster and positioning himself as something closer to a locker room general. Less lone wolf, more final boss, which honestly could be the most dangerous version of Chris Ross we've ever seen. Now let's move over to the women's division, because the backstage reactions to Britney Reed continue to be incredibly positive. In fact, I'm hearing there's already concern among some veterans that she's being positioned too quickly near the top. Sound familiar? It should. This company loves finding someone they believe in and strapping a rocket to them. The difference here is that Britney Reed apparently has not looked overwhelmed by any of it. One producer allegedly said, "She talks like she's already been here for years." That confidence matters, especially during a world tour where the pressure is significantly higher. But here's the twist. While Reed is rising, there's growing concern that Bianca Page may actually be getting too popular too quickly, specifically with younger audiences overseas. Merchandise numbers for Bianca Page have reportedly exploded during the tour, which has led to some creative panic because management originally viewed Britney Reed as the centerpiece of this next generation push. Now, they may have accidentally created two breakout stars at the same time. Poor them. Speaking of stars, there are increasing whispers that Sol Azteca's debut exceeded every internal expectation the company had. Not just crowd reaction, but merchandise, social engagement, and international press. Apparently, UTA officials were blown away by how strongly audiences connected with her immediately, which means don't be surprised if her role on the world tour starts expanding very quickly. And if you're wondering whether she's heading towards a collision course with someone like Amy Harrison, oh, trust me, people backstage are wondering the exact same thing. Now onto something a little more uncomfortable. The relationship between Amy Harrison and Marie Van Claudio backstage has reportedly become complicated. Not in a bad way, but in a very strange way. I'm hearing the two have become almost obsessively committed to making this storyline work. Rehearsing constantly, reworking segments together, adding details, adjusting dialogue. One source described it as watching two people slowly lose themselves in the story, which honestly sounds terrifying. There are also concerns internally that audiences may actually start sympathizing too much with Marie Van Claudio, because while Amy Harrison is doing incredible heel work, the story has become genuinely uncomfortable at times, which means creative may eventually need to pivot before audiences stop seeing it as entertainment and start seeing it as cruelty. And yes, there's a difference. Now let's talk Unholy Wolf Brigade, because the rumors around Gunnar Van Patten are not slowing down. Retirement whispers continue, but now there's another rumor gaining traction. The possibility that Gunnar's final match may already be quietly planned. I don't have confirmation on this, but several people have pointed toward All or Nothing as a potential exit point, which would honestly be fitting. Chaos, violence, an entire landscape reset. That feels like a Gunnar Van Patten ending. But if that happens, the bigger question becomes, what happens to Avril Celine Kincaid? Because there are people internally who believe Avril has become too connected to Gunnar's presentation. And without him, they aren't entirely sure what her role becomes. One rumor even suggests she could potentially transition into a more active authority or management style role on screen, which feels dangerous. Now onto a fun one. Bobby Dean is apparently becoming a backstage morale machine during the world tour. No joke, I'm hearing multiple younger talents have gravitated toward him because of how relaxed and approachable he is compared to some of the more intense veterans. Apparently, Bobby has started organizing late-night card games at hotels during the tour stops, and somehow people like Samuel Scythe and Clovis Black have allegedly been showing up to them, which is objectively hilarious to picture. Imagine Samuel Scythe silently holding cards in full black gear while Bobby Dean explains Uno rules. Wrestling is beautiful sometimes. Finally, All or Nothing. The closer we get, the more insane the speculation becomes. I'm now hearing there may be active discussions about surprise international entrants joining the match. Former stars, outside names, legends. And one rumor I heard this week that the company wants at least one shocking entrance specifically designed to break wrestling social media, which sounds ridiculous. But honestly, that sounds exactly like something the UTA would try to do right now. The world tour is changing people, changing stories, changing the company itself. And the scary part? I don't think we've even reached the wildest part yet. That's all I've got for this week. I'm Sam, and this has been Rumor Roundup. I'll catch you next time.